From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Gary Bettman maintains that one of his virtues as commissioner of the National Hockey League is consistency. On Monday, he told the press, "My view on fighting hasn't changed. I've always taken the view that it's part of the game." But since he is not blind, Commissioner Bettman has also noticed that some of today's hockey fights differ from some of the hockey fights of old. During the same interview in which he defended his consistency, the commissioner remarked that players have gotten bigger. He might have been thinking about Chris Simon, the 6'3", 234-pound New York Islander who whacked Rangers center Ryan Holweg, 5'11", in the neck with his stick on March 8th. Or perhaps the commissioner had in mind 6'1", 220-pound Ville Niemenen of the St. Louis Blues. Earlier this week, Niemenen rammed the coconut of the smaller, lighter Brett Lebda of the Detroit Red Wings into one of the metal stanchions supporting the glass behind the net, after which Lebda left the ice on a stretcher. But maybe I'm wrong and Mr. Bettman's mind was on Colton Orr, the 6'3", 220-pound New York Ranger who dropped Todd Fedoruk, known as the enforcer for the Flyers, to the ice with a single punch on Wednesday night. Fedoruk, too, left the ice feet first and unconscious. Since the commissioner still believes fighting is and should be part of the game, but also says he's worried about the size of the players doing the damage during on-ice fights, muggings, and assaults, perhaps he should consider a new rule that speaks to both his historical conviction and his current concern. What if no hockey player over 5'9", 155 pounds were allowed to fight? What if big guys who got mad at each other were required to summon from their respective benches little guys who would mix it up as their surrogates? Or better still, what if each team was required to employ a small child as its designated brawler? Each time two players dropped their gloves and started to square off, the ref would blow his whistle and the children would come firing off their respective benches to meet at center ice for an evenly matched scuffle, a flurry of small, not especially dangerous fists. Dumb? Well, yeah, but not as dumb as a head slammed into a metal pole or a stick across the throat.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at Acura.com/RDX.